signed John with the Hereford FC manager Pete Beadle. So you signed John Mills and Pablo Haitian from Didcot. An impressive couple of signings, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, we're delighted they've come down to us, and they're gonna put the white shirts on this year. It was a tough sell to a degree because it means them dropping down the league. But we convinced them that it's not a step backwards, it's a step sidewards, and we can give them maybe a bigger stage for them to showcase their abilities, which hopefully will give them a chance to help us succeed and for them to succeed in their careers.
As a former striker yourself, how good is it to get them as a package and that they know each other's game and they're a duo and they got 70 goals between them last season?
I think it was important that we got them because it keeps them both happy. So they know one another's games inside and out, which obviously is always a bonus. And providing they stay injury free and they start well, I think we could be, you know, we hopefully will have future Hereford heroes on our hands.
With the training taking place at Hartbury College, is that becoming easier to attract players, are you finding, or is it a bit more of a hindrance?
No, it's not a hindrance at all because it's not too far from Hereford and it's pretty central for the areas we're looking at. Obviously, John and Pablo are going to be coming from Oxford, so it's a little bit further for them. So obviously Hartbury being closer is much more of an appeal for them to come closer. But take away the training and the thing, I think just with everything that's gone on today and the amount of press that are here and seeing the ground for the first time and how we try to work things, I think they've been impressed, and I think they'll look forward to coming here, and hopefully there'll be more players of this sort of calibre in the near future. Maybe not straight away, but certainly in the near future.
And how many more players do you think you need to complete the squad?
We're probably still looking for probably four. We still need four more just to tighten up in a few little areas. So, you know, and that'll continue. It may continue into the season. Hopefully we can get them before the season starts. But if not, then we'll be, as we've been with these two guys, we'll be patient and waiting for the right player to come along.